The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, we're due to be joined by the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnell-Logue. He's in the Dáil at present. He's a Donegal TD as well, so he is very, very interested in the MICA redress scheme proposals announced by government today. But this gives the opportunity for us to start with a guest a number of times previously on the programme, Paul Dunlop, professor at University or Ulster University, but also a MICA homeowner himself. Paul, what is your understanding of what's in the proposals and how's it going to work for people?
Hi, Matt. Good evening. Thanks for having me on. We've been trying to digest some of the detail on this from basically media announcements on the news, because I've not been given any sort of paper from government. But from what we can see, there are some wins and then there are some detail that's just lacking. They sort of try and get any clarity on what it might mean. So some of the really good things, they've removed the testing fees now, so basically anybody can now access the scheme. I think the last time we spoke, I was telling you I spent €6,500 to get my home tested. They've moved towards certifying people's homes if you do get it remediated, which is really critical. It means that people can, if you do get a remediation option, you can sell your home because it'll be certified. And if that fails in the future, they're going to allow you to access the scheme again. Initially, the old scheme was basically a one-time access only, and if it failed, that was your problem. They're also including some rents as well, so you've got your $15,000, which is great for people who are going to have their homes demolished, and also they're allowing some fees for storing your belongings while you're out, similar to the Pyrite scheme in Minnesota at that time.
Then what about the amount of money that's involved for the rebuilding when it's required? Because I think this is key, isn't it? The amount of money per square foot for the reconstruction of a house.
Yeah, so that's the sort of thing that everyone's not jumping up and down about, because we're trying to fully understand it. I think over the last few days, a lot of the media latched onto the sort of the big headline figure of the cap of $420,000, you know, and I mean, it's just important to say that 80% of people will never ever reach that. I mean, most people are living in much smaller homes. That's for only the really big homes. So most of us on the scheme are absolutely relying on this this rate of the square foot. That is where we're a wee bit unsure of how that will shake out in terms of 100% redress. You know, so at the minute, they've come up with a scheme where you get €145 per square foot for the first 1,000, then it slides down to the next 1,000, goes down to 110, and then it goes on to 100. And I'm not entirely sure if that would be enough to build a home. So, for example, Martin McDermott, who sits on the MICA redress panel for the County Council, said yesterday that the 27 homes that were being approved for remediation at the council, their costs were coming in at 150 square foot per metre. And there's a bit of a difference. You know, so if you use the today's square rate that was announced by Darrell O'Brien, say a 1,600 square foot home would come in at $211,000. But if you use that 150 square foot rate, then it's actually coming in at $240,000. So it would be a $29,000 shortfall. So that rate is very, very, very critical for many ordinary homeowners.
But is there not a danger from the government's point of view in trying to protect the taxpayer that if you were to announce a higher rate, well, that's just what the builders would charge, that if they think they'll get away with 160 or 170 euro per square foot, even if that's not what they're charging at present, that they'll just do the government for as much money as they can?
No, I mean, that is a fair point. It's important that that people sort of who are engaged in the scheme do it in good faith, and that includes builders as well too. In a way, that's slightly outside the homeowners. Like, all we can do is go to a builder and ask it for a price. I think by linking it to the SCSI calculator, which is updated every year, I think that's a really, a good independent way of trying to at least calculate something fairly that can be worked with. And I think a really important thing that's happening in the scheme is that it's going to be linked every year. So as prices change, it'll be reflected in the actual remediation costs that people are going to be given. Hopefully that SCSI calculation is done using real-world figures in terms of what does material cost In terms of, actually, we also have to go through demolitions and removal, safe removal of the latest material as well too. So all those things have to be factored into that calculator. But yeah, we do need builders to be on board and they build homes that are affordable as well too.
It's a bit of a left field question from Richard in Waterford, but it is an interesting one. He says he hopes that the homes that are being rebuilt will be built to the latest building regulations in terms of energy performance. It's an interesting question because, yes, you want them done with proper bricks, not with the mica brick, but are houses going to be reconstructed exactly as they were? Or might they be updated with things like energy performance in mind?
I think that's going to come down to probably individual homeowners now, because there's no mention of that today. It's absolutely the right thing to do. I mean, we're all living in a time when we understand the climate emergency. I'm a climate change scientist, and we would advocate very strongly for that. A scheme that's been announced today is basically that's what you're going to get, and that's what you're going to have to work with. So if you want to move towards getting a more energy efficiency home, then perhaps the square rate for something like an A-rated building will increase, be much more expensive to build than a C-rated building. But the bottom line is that that is what we're getting, especially what we've been given today, and that's those rates of $145,000, $110,000, and $100,000. But it would be important to build energy-efficient homes.
Paul, can I just finish by asking you, I mean, is this going to be accepted, you think, by all of the affected people, or is the campaign likely to continue to look for the government to do more?
I mean, we were all really hoping that this would be the end of it today. Matt, you know, we've been campaigning for 10 years for this, and we're hoping that 2021 would be the time when Micah would be resigned to the history bin. To be honest, I think everyone's trying to sort of get their heads around and digesting what was given to us today. I think the critical thing is the rates. You know, if the rates are realistically the square foot rate has been given out, we'll build homes again. I think that'll satisfy most people. And if they're not, then we're no further forward. And I think we need to try and get an understanding from quantity surveyors and builders in the area. I mean, can you build a home in Donegal for the rates that we're given today? I know they're going to be revisiting again the SCSI in February, and we'll see what that revised rate would be. But that is really crucial. So I haven't spoken to too many people because I've been working, so I don't know what everybody else feels like, but I'm just very cautious about this rate. And if we can build our homes using it, and if we can, then I think most people will be happy. And if not, then we're no further forward.
Hopefully it's all going to work out. Thank you very much, Paul Dunlop, for joining us here on The Last Word today.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.